I hope you have a great Friday and a lovely weekend ahead. And just before I begin today's teaching, I just wanted to say that your readings for the month ahead, the majority of them were sent out to your WhatsApp yesterday individually, and if you haven't received yours yet, you will be getting yours by the end of the day, but the majority of them have gone out. And I just read a little bit differently this month. It was purely from my intuition. I didn't use cards or anything, and when I do that I get a lot of imagery, so they're a slightly different type of reading, but like obviously still a good amount of guidance in them, so I hope you enjoy them. Interesting to see what your feedback is like for doing readings like that more in the future. I feel I can get more in-depth guidance for you that's going to be helping you to really propel yourself forward, so I wanted to try it that way. But sure, I'd love to hear back how you felt about your reading. So today we are looking at motivating ourselves and inspiring ourselves. So at the start of this month, and also in the class we did on the very first day this month, talked about a thing called inspired action. So inspired action is taking action on your goals and your dreams, but in a way that actually feels really, really enjoyable. The biggest things in life that are going to bring us or propel us forward and help us to motivate ourselves is when they actually feel enjoyable, when they feel happy, when they feel fun, when they feel calm. And that is what attracts us to things. So if you think of like light energy or dark energy, even think of maybe a friend or a family member you might know, or even a work colleague who is really has very maybe low energy, or they might just give out all the time and they're very draining, and when you're around them it kind of brings you down into that lower vibrational place. When you're around someone who's like full of fun and full of energy, you come away feeling uplifted. You can actually feel really refreshed from it. So it's the same around inspiring and motivating ourselves. How do we, you know, as I was getting you to do on Tuesday, looking for the good in life. But this is about the action steps that you're actually going to take. So the steps that you want to take in your life are going to be ones that bring in this sense of happiness and joy. Now, this is something that's really important actually. Just as an aside to that, is I'd love you to start thinking about things in your life that you really enjoy that you haven't done for a while, okay? Because a lot of times the things we're drawn to that we really enjoy are nearly like meditation for us. They make our creative energy and our creative juices flow a lot more, and that also motivates us and inspires us. So one thing for me is I've said this before, I went to 2018, I went back to do piano, hadn't done it since my leaving cert, and I just absolutely adored it, did all my lessons for about a year, and then just continued on kind of teaching myself. But really, I haven't been doing that over the last year, and it's something that keeps just coming to mind, go and sit upstairs, go and do it, you know, practice, get out my books and everything. Everything's set up and ready to go, I just never go in and sit down at it. So this is something I've been thinking a lot over the last week in particular, because I know that when I do that, it takes me into just such a calm, beautiful space, and it will also heighten my motivational energy because it gives me a lift, because there's a connection to what that does for me personally. So for you, it could be that you're very creative and you want to make things. It could be as simple as like drawing a picture, colouring in something. Maybe you're good at DIY, or, you know, painting something in your house. Maybe it's about, if you've got kids, getting really creative with them. It could be any kind of thing like that. But it's something that even as a child, perhaps, or into your teenage years, and your young adult life, that, you know, was a hobby for you or something. The reason I'm saying this is because whatever that thing was will have brought a sense of freedom to you and a sense of connection to yourself. And that is going to help you to heighten the energy. And we're talking about motivating ourselves. We've got to feel good. We can't pretend to motivate ourselves by saying, well, I'm just going to think positive and this is going to work. And it's just such a small piece of it. You've actually got to feel internally that way. You've got to feel what you're trying to tell yourself you're doing. So you can't say, I'm going to be positive. You've got to actually feel like that. And when your feeling and your thought actually line up together, that's really where the magic is happening. So I'd like you to think about that this weekend, and even start something this weekend that you may have done, or something maybe you've taken up as a hobby recently, but you're not doing enough of it, and really engaging in that. And I'm making a commitment and keep myself accountable that this weekend I will definitely be playing the piano over the weekend as much as possible. The So then when we go back to the inspired action, what we do is when we're in a good feeling place, we start to look at ways to achieve our goal that are going to feel really, really enjoyable. So for example, if it's a thing that you want to go into a new relationship, let's say, and you really want to meet somebody, you have to make the experience enjoyable. It could feel daunting to want to, like, for example, set up an online profile or have a friend set you up or something like that. And you're just thinking, God, I can't really do this. It doesn't feel enjoyable. Well, then you've got to make the process enjoyable. So how can you do that? Maybe it's not online dating. Maybe it's something else. What would feel enjoyable to you on starting out on a new path of finding a romantic partner? The same with your work. If you're trying to look for maybe a new job, change a career, change of direction, go to college, for example, it's like, what's going to make the process enjoyable? Because with everything we do, an element of stress does come up, our own fears come up, but then there's like situations that happen that can limit us, or like, you know, that are just a little bit stressful in processes, like say for applying for a job or whatever. So how can you make it enjoyable? Well, you could do, you know, all your applications at a time where you feel really good. So morning time, for example, you could put on some positive uplifting music and really bring your energy up as well. So trying to bring those steps into an enjoyable way is going to be really important. And just on that idea of music, music is a really good way of bringing us back into different times of our life. How often do you hear a song on the radio and you think, oh my God, like I remember when I was 15, I was wearing this outfit in this place when that was on. And it can conjure up like deeper emotions, sad emotions, you know, grief, different things like that. But music is an amazing way of transporting you to a time where you felt confident and you felt good. So think of pieces of music that do that for you, that just the minute you hear it, it's like you're transported into this like free space. So for me, one of the albums I have on Spotify is actually Moby. And it reminds me of coming back from my leaving cert, went on a holiday with like about 20 of us, went away to Portugal and came back, and my friend's sister gave me the album, and the whole summer was just amazing. And every time I listen, apart from the fact the music's beautiful in parts, I just get transported there. I can smell like the perfume I was wearing, the sun, because it was the summertime and it was beautiful. So like there's just so much that we can do to heighten your energy. And I do, if my energy's low, I will always put on music in the bedroom to just switch my energy really, really quickly. So these are things that you can do to motivate and uplift yourself. And they're particularly helpful, even if you're feeling really pissed off and really low and you're thinking, do you know what? I'm just not in the mood for putting on a good song. Stick it on, because it's not going to do you anything bad. It's going to enhance your energy, even if it's only a little bit. So just think about these things for the weekend and how you're going to embrace them and actually get started on them. And just a reminder, our class moved from Wednesday night to this Sunday night. So Sunday the 9th of May at 8:30 Irish time. I have emailed you all out the link. On Wednesday emailed you the link, and it's the new link for Zoom is also in the bundle. So if you scroll down under these teachings here to the monthly gathering, you will find it there as well. So I hope to see you on Sunday and have a great weekend.